Some immigrants say they've been treated differently since the presidential election, and we're going to meet one of them. Tenzin Dorji is his name. He is a naturalized United States citizen. He runs a successful restaurant and also an arts festival in upstate New York. In his descriptions of harassment he's faced, you're going to hear language that some people will find offensive. North Country Public Radio's Zach Hirsch reports that Dorji's experience has triggered a powerful community response.
Tenzin Dorji grew up in Bhutan, and for the past 9 years, he's lived in Plattsburgh, New York, a tiny city near the U.S.-Canada border. Dorji said he's been singled out a few times over the years, but nothing like what he experienced the day after the election.
There's a couple of guys standing next to a couple of trucks, and you know that's when they say, "Hey, chink, get the F out of my country. Go back to where you came from." And I just smiled at them, and then it happened again.
Just a few steps away, he said two other people used the same racial slur. Later, he was out running errands when a car cut him off. Dorji said the driver flashed him the middle finger. A few days after that, Dorji's car was vandalized while it was parked outside his house. He was really shaken up.
I was just scared for my kids and my family.
On Facebook, he wrote a long, emotional post where he said he decided to become a gun owner.
"The weapon of destruction is my only safeguard against the hate that has been directed against the color of my skin and political beliefs."
Being peaceful is a huge part of Dorji's identity. He's a practicing Buddhist, but he felt like he was out of options, so he planned to get a shotgun for the house and get a license to carry a pistol. He said it was a dark, low moment, but then he heard from friends.
"I've had community members come up to me and say, 'Tenzin, you know, we're behind you all the way.'"
The support kept pouring in. His phones have been off the hook, with people calling and messaging just to tell Dorji they've got his back. And at a local film festival, the MC, Michael Devine, surprised Dorji with an award just for being a good person.
"Tenzin, who's here tonight with our first annual Mandala Award."
Dorji was stunned. He wiped away tears as the theater erupted into a standing ovation. Meanwhile, the family business, the Himalaya restaurant, has been packed lately. On a Tuesday night, almost every table was taken. At the bar, Catherine Eloranto was signing a giant card that said, "We are a nation of immigrants."
"It's wonderful to see so many people coming out and supporting him."
Someone also wrote "Love Zone" in chalk on the sidewalk outside. Dorji said he felt overwhelmed and humbled by the community response. And now, the idea of getting a gun just seems stupid.
"When I look at that kind of support, then I do not feel the need to bear any kind of firearms, because that is my firearm."
While Dorji has been embraced in a big way, some people in this part of upstate New York still resent immigrants. Just around the corner from the Himalaya restaurant, 27-year-old Wendell Davenport is standing by his pickup truck. He said his issue is with people who are undocumented. And he's been that guy who shouts down immigrants, saying things like, "Go back to your country," from his truck window.
"I will not lie about that. I have done that because my old boss hired illegals and fired half of his crew, so I was one of the crew."
Davenport also said he doesn't like the idea of people moving to the U.S. only to send money back home. Dorji said even though he's a citizen, he's still afraid of getting harassed. But he's now convinced that, at least in this city, the people who believe in love and acceptance far outnumber those who are hateful. For NPR News, I'm Zach Hirsch in Plattsburgh, New York.